Chapter 9. Meanwhile, Jordan found Ty alone in the confined space of his office. Ty's back was to the door as he was putting something into a safe on the floor. Jordan couldn't see what it was. He took a moment before giving a fake clearing of his throat, alerting Ty of his presence. "Jordan, my man, you like this shindig or what? Pretty nice, right?" Ty stood with his arms open wide and moved in for a hug. "Ari would have loved it. You managed to get one of his favorite local bands. All our friends came back. It's lovely. I'm so grateful." "Your appreciation is all I need. Here, take a seat." "Oh, no thanks. I just wanted to pop back here and say thank you in person." The lights were low, barely any brighter than the seating area of the main floor. The sounds of the band covering Nat King Cole's Unforgettable could hardly be heard. The walls were insulated and covered by the horrible 1970s fake wood paneling that used to be popular. Luckily, you couldn't see most of it because of the furniture, filing cabinets, and rows of autographed headshots wrapping around three walls. "Wait, you gotta take a look at this. I got a mock-up of the new Vodka label all ready." The large computer monitor on Ty's desk was at least 30 inches wide. It was a behemoth. It made it easy for him to split the screen with the security software and his business applications. Maybe it was overkill, but in the dark room, the easier to see the visuals, the better. The screen was opened up to an imaging program. Two instances of the Bachelor's Vodka label were open. Jordan knew the program well. He'd been a freelance graphic designer for years and was thinking it might be time to become a corporate lackey again. "Here, sit down. Take a look." Jordan complied, their bodies pressed together as Ty vacated the chair. Ty's hands grazed across Jordan's arms and back, guiding him over until he sat down. "This is a big improvement, Ty. Much classier. I'm not sure if the word bachelor's will accidentally turn women off, but the mock diploma should ease that. It's better, more clever." Jordan looked closely at both JPEG files opened. He wondered why there were two. Ty wasn't working on them. They were flattened images, no layers to them, and only the default toolbox panes open. Why two? "I was thinking I'll draft up your next one for free, to pay you back for all the things you've done for me and Ari. You held my birthday party, now this great tribute to him. I want to do something to show you how much it means to me." "You don't have to do that, but I'm not one to turn away free help, especially when I know it's someone not ripping me off. It's a deal. You can work on the Master's Vodka whenever you have time. This one isn't even on shelves yet."
"Can I email this to myself so I have it for reference?"
Sure, whatever you need. I'll have more cases of the vodka coming by in about a week. We're preparing for that competition. I'll set a bottle aside for you, too." "Thanks, man. I better go. I'm really enjoying that music out there."
Jordan toggled over to Ty's email program and dropped the two files into a message to himself. He clicked send, then walked around Ty and the desk. He told Ty he'd be in touch and headed through the waiting room and exited to the hallway. The music encapsulated him. It seeped into his ears and filled his head with great memories of Ari. Jordan needed to remember those times and give less attention to the ones where his boyfriend was deeply depressed. The good times were genuinely good. He would hold on to those and tear up, wondering what could have been. Would Ari ever have stopped self-medicating? Would they ever have reconnected with Nora and her family before it was too late? Would they ever slink away from the party scene and settle down? Jordan surprised himself by having those thoughts. When Ari was alive, settling down and being an old fart couple that stayed in on Friday nights wasn't something he imagined, but now it was. Ari's loss aged him unexpectedly. At the end of the night, the crowd dispersed. The band was tearing down and packing up their instruments. Max assisted their roadie. She broke away when she saw Jordan. "Here, not sure it'll help you. Ray is a total dick, by the way. I never want to be that close to him again."
"I'm sorry, girl. Thanks for doing this for me."
Jordan pocketed the jump drive she handed him. It was half the size of a stick of gum and held the recording of her conversation with Ray. "He claims everything he told me, he told the police. I don't know, though. He was high as fuck. I don't trust him at all." "I'll head home and play it back. Text me when you get home. I have a feeling I'll be awake a while." They hugged and parted ways.